Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for joining us this beautiful, beautiful year. I thank you. We are broadcasting tonight live on Facebook Live, so you will hear me refer to Facebook Live. People, you'll hear me, they're having some issues on the Facebook Live. All right, so guys, we're working on both, but we're doing Facebook Live. We're doing the internet online as we do, as well as the phone line. So thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is new mindset, new year, new mindset, and I'm so excited about that. New year, new mindset. So I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I hope that you are as well. We are, again, trying to work out the issues on the technical difficulty side of Facebook Live. Preferably that will be worked out momentarily. Let's see here. For those of you who are watching by Facebook Live, we are live here on Fire to Inspire. And give me just a moment, guys. Thank you so much for your patience as we get this worked out, so I don't have to keep repeating myself. Let's see. Huh? You know what? We're going on in Jesus' name, amen. So I'm not understanding what's going on with Facebook Live, but we're going to reboot and try it again. But tonight's show, I'm actually still visiting family and loving the enjoyment of family. Today would have been my grandmother's 90th birthday, but she went to heaven the summer of 2017. And so we actually, Facebook sent a reminder today, and it actually was her last birthday celebration with us. And I tell you, it brought tears of joy because we did have an opportunity. My mom said, you know what, we're going to have her a birthday party. She hadn't been sick or anything. So we give God praise because we had our birthday party on January 1st like we normally would. She passed away in June unexpectedly. But she was 88 years old, so today would have been her 90th birthday. And we give God praise for memories, you know. I thank God for that. Now, again, I'm trying to get the Facebook Live up and going before we jump into everything. But I praise God for each and every one of you. We just celebrated our fourth anniversary of On Fire to Inspire. So thank you, everyone, that has been with us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your words of encouragement, just like you've told me that, you know, that I've encouraged you. You all have been an encouragement to me. You've been a true blessing. Whether you know it or not, you have been. And I give God praise for each and every one of you. Now, in a moment, we're going to jump in without Facebook Live. But I just hated to not do it because that's what we were going to be doing. I was going to be doing both. One moment. Let's see here. Okay, it looks like it's going to come up. So we just celebrated our fourth anniversary on December 9th, 2018. December 9th was our fourth anniversary. I tell you, God is so faithful. When the Lord gave me this this show, it was my assignment that He gave me, and after so much pushing, pulling, tugging, and stop giving Him excuses of why I couldn't do it. You know, I said, you know what, Lord, I accept the assignment. And I'm grateful. And one of the things I'm grateful for is because He thought enough of me. He saw so much in me that I didn't see in myself to choose me to do this. And for that, I'm totally grateful. And you all hear me all the time say that this is God's show. I'm just his mouthpiece that he's choosing to use in this hour. And I tell you, I'm so excited about what he's doing and all the testimonies that are getting back from different people, from whether they heard me, Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me some things to share, or whether I had a guest that really impacted and empowered them to move forward. So thank you again for listening to us over the last 4 years. We could not have been here without you. For those of you who have been sponsors to us, thank you so much. We've had the exact same price the whole time that the Lord gave us the show. And people look at me all the time. They're like, $25? What? And the Lord said it was not about money. It was about visibility. And so he said to, until I tell you differently, that you're going to keep it at $25. So for any of you that want to be sponsors, our sponsorship covers an entire month, 4 weeks of the show. And we announce it on our show. We put it out there on our social media outlets that we're part of, as well as, sharing it with other groups that we're affiliated with. And it's only $25 for the entire month. Yes, you heard that right. Not for the week, not for a day, not one time. It's $25 for the entire month. So that is correct. You heard me right. All right, so we're almost there on the Facebook Live. And it's funny, guys, everything that I'm saying to you prior to jumping in, I had planned to say to you. But we are getting ready to jump into the meat of things. Now, I'm going to repeat a couple of things about the origin of the show for the Facebook Live people when we get it up in a moment, because many of them don't know the origin. And like I said, the kicking and screaming, I did, you know. Many people won't tell you their whole truth, but let me help you out. Your whole truth is what's going to be the thing that helps someone else, because they see you at the other end of it. They don't see you in that beginning phase. They don't see that you were a mess and God made that mess into a message, or, you know, so you got to be totally how God has given it to you to deliver to the people. And I tell somebody in a minute, I do not, and I will repeat, I don't move in a place of titles. I move by the Spirit of a living God. And so as he direct me, I move. Prime example, the Lord said, my plan was to leave South Carolina today and move and head back to Georgia, but the Lord said no. And so there was an assignment that I had to complete here, and I praise God for that, because there was an assignment I had to complete, as well as some words that the Lord had me deliver, as well as receive. So God is so faithful, and if you just be obedient and listen and follow him, I'm telling you, he won't fail you. He can't fail you. Well, tonight's topic, again, is New Year, New Mindset. And as I was contemplating, okay, Lord, you're giving me this topic, what are we going to be talking about? And he said, we're going to be talking about jumping into this new year ready to be emptied out to receive everything I have for you for this new year. How can I give you something when your hands are full of stuff that is worthless? And so I'm like, woo, New Year, New Mindset is the topic. And guys, we are almost, I keep telling y'all we're almost there, but it looked like we were there. We had to close out, and let's see. It's counting down. Let's see if we're live. And we are saying we're live, but I don't see it on camera. So let's see. Live stopped. Huh. Non-understanding. All right, so we're going to continue with the words of encouragement, the teaching that the Lord gave me. Maybe it's not for us to do a Facebook Live tonight. but number one, let me back up one more time. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, the title of this show, the topic is New Year, New Mindset. But the name of the show is On Fire to Inspire. And it originated originally. The Lord would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage and empower people. And little do you know, you are the first partaker of it all. And so the Lord was giving me different things. I was like, wow, God. Like he was giving me pieces called The Chosen One, Redeemed, Triumphant, Full Potential. Because many of us are not, well, we were not, let's say that, we were not living out our full potential in the past. But guess what? We have a new year, a new mindset. We're walking that thing out. So that book is actually available in paperback. It's available online as well as an audio CD. So it was birthed as a way that the Lord used me to uplift, encourage, and inspire people. Then after I stopped kicking and screaming and doing the excuses, he said, now I can humbly use you. And many other times, God can use us in our greatest capacity from a place that is unknown to us. And when I say unknown to us, because it's a place that we're not familiar with it. So we don't know it all, and we don't profess or pretend to know it all. And so in that space, he can truly get the glory out of it. He can truly have his way. Because, see, many times we know everything to know nothing. And in that place, in that space, he can't really use you. You're not totally open to receive. You say you are. You know, a lot of times we use that mouth, that lip action, and it doesn't work. But when you're in a complete place of, I don't have a clue where I am, what I'm doing, but God, I'm just going to do what you say do, then he can get the greatest power. He can do the most, and you just see a true testament of who he is. And guess what? You'll also see a growth internally, spiritually, mentally, and everything else. You will see the outward growth and the inward growth as you walk in obedience. I'm telling you, Don't take my word by somebody telling me this. This is something I know to be true because I am a testament of it personally. Tonight's show, again, I'm telling you, has been, as the Lord has been giving me things to share, it just blessed me all over again because, again, you are the first partaker. If you're open and you're listening and ready to receive yourself, because it is not only for the people as a person for you to deliver, but it's for you to receive. So if you're in receiving mode, I promise you he'll use you. And if you're obedient, obedience is key. Obedience is key. We're going to try Facebook Live one more time, and then we are going to move forward without it. All right, if you have a pen, notepad, whatever, I have a couple of points that I want to give you. And in these points that I'm going to give you, it's going to help you stay focused so that you can move forward and see that bountiful fruit that's here for you for 2019. Point number one, you cannot move into 2019 bogged down with your past or even your present circumstances. Let them go. Totally trust God. So you got to totally release them to him. So don't go sit at his feet and then before you get the word out good, you go pick it back up. No, completely submit it to him, release it to him, and remove your focus from that problem and put it on the problem solver. Place it on the promise keeper and the problem solver. That's who he is to you. Because if you understand that you can no longer be hostage to your past, the Lord will definitely do what he got to do. So you cannot move forward bogged down in the past. You've been released from that at the Lord's feet and just keep moving, okay? That's your number one. Can't be bogged down from your past or present situations. Focus on the problem solver. Or the promise, because he is your promise. Focus on the promise and not the problem. Okay, that's your number one. Your number two, you must be intentional about everything concerning you, including your thoughts. Now that one's a big one, including your thoughts. Well, Leah, what you mean being intentional about my thoughts? I'm glad you asked. See, we can be intentional about seeing the finished result, the end results that we want to see. And if we see the end results that we want to see intentionally in our mind, that's a true act of faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for but the evidence of things not seen. So that means that I faith it enough that I see it before it actually happens. I see with my spiritual eye and my faith that it's already there. So you must be intentional about everything, your words, your thoughts. When you have a thought that rises up and tell you otherwise, you tell it, that thought does not belong to me. And one of the words that I came up with one time, there's a button, just like the easy button for Staples. You go ahead and press your spiritual reject button because you can reject that thought. It doesn't belong to you. Understand what's yours and what's not. So you must be attentive to everything concerning you, including your thoughts, especially your words, because your words have power. And in this hour, your words are going to create some things for you. But we're going to jump in it in a minute. And that one's actually moving into number three. You can't allow anyone's, hold on, let me back up. Back on number two, let me back up. So no longer will you see fragmented things. You're going to be seeing it as a finished thing. It's a finished work anyway. So if you see it finished, then guess what? It is finished. So number two, you must see it as you want to see it and speak it as you want to speak it, as you want to see it, as well as you control your thoughts to see it. You control your thoughts to be positive. You go ahead and reject everything that's negative. Now we're moving into number three. Now, number three, I tell you, is powerful. Number three is you cannot allow anyone else's words to hold you hostage in your present or your future. What? You cannot allow anyone else's words to hold you words of your past to hold you hostage in your present or your future. See, I had the honor of being the MC at the Transformation Retreat with Natalie Warren and the whole women's retreat. I tell you, the whole woman retreat, and I tell you, that Transformation Retreat was just awesome. She told the ladies, you can't allow anyone else's opinions to be your reality. Now, hear that again. Hear me clearly. You cannot allow anyone else's opinion to be your reality. I'm about to give you a great example. So I had the opportunity to listen to an interview with this country singer named Ashley McBride, and she was talking about a song that has gone wow in her genre of music called Girl Going Nowhere. And the Girl Going Nowhere was inspired by a teacher that told her she needed to come up with another plan. She had to come up with a backup plan because basically she'd never make it big. Everybody could sing country, everybody could play the guitar, everybody could. But guess what Ashley did? She didn't receive those words. Now, here are a few words that came from her song itself. I had to look up those words because I was like, wow. Listen to the words in this song. These are some of the things that she said. You're spinning your wheels and wasting time. She also says that she was also told that she'd never do exactly what she's doing now. She said, but guess what? I'll scan the audience, and these aren't the exact words at this point, but she scanned the audience, and there is not an empty seat anywhere. She said, not bad for a girl going nowhere. So, you see, Ashley used the teacher's words to be a catalyst, not an excuse. So what are you saying, Miss On Fire? What I'm saying to you is stop allowing other people's words to damper what God has placed on the inside of you. If God told you, guess what? That is your yes. That is yours. So she told herself, I'm going to prove her wrong, and I'm going to make it. So as a result, guess what? This woman performed at the Grand Ole Opry in 2017. That song, it's one of the it's very, very popular song, to the point of it's one of former President Obama's favorite songs. And she did not allow that teacher's words to dictate what her life would turn out to be. Are you going to allow someone else's words to be your catalyst or an excuse for you not to do what you were truly called to do or what you truly want to do? It's time to prove them wrong. Remember, like Ashley McBride said in her song, she is exactly where they told her she'd never be. And those are words directly from her song. She's exactly where they told her she'd never be. So that's point number three with a deep example of Ashley McBride. Number four, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in you, who else is going to believe in you? Why should anyone else believe in you if you don't believe in you? God has given you, he's equipped you with everything on the inside. Now, I need you to believe in yourself enough to know that he's given to you. Now, there may be some things that you might need to strengthen and polish up to grab hold of and sharpen. But guess what? You've already been equipped. And this is leading into number five. Number five is make time to invest in you this year for personal development, continued growth, and honing in on your gifts and talents. So with that said, God has already equipped you. Now, invest in yourself enough to strengthen that gift, strengthen that area of expertise. For example, you can go read some books, read up on it. Attend seminars. You got webinars online. You got YouTube and other things out here. You have classes that you can take. Get yourself a mentor. Find a mentor that's doing exactly what you want to do. Get a trusted coach that's a good fit for you, because every coach is not a coach that's a good fit for you. But take time to invest in you this year. Invest in yourself and what God is calling you to do or to be. Number six, be intentional with your words. Be intentional about your words. What is it that God is calling you to do in this hour? Be intentional about your words. Be intentional about everything concerning you this year. When I say everything, I mean everything. And finally, let me back up on that one. Remember, the word tells you that your words have power. So one of the pastors, I cannot remember if it was my pastor, Apostle Zoe, or Apostle Leggett Senior. I cannot remember if it was one of them, but they said your words have power. And he said, so put those words to work for you, not against you. Man, think about it. If you speak the way you want those things to be, can you think about how you can use your words to work for you in that place of now you have your own army working for you? That thing is powerful. If you understand the power of your words, believe in yourself and understand the power of your words. And number seven, this is the final one. Finally, understand that you are unstoppable. When you shift your mindset to everything that we've talked about tonight, be intentional about you this year. Be intentional about being Miss Unstoppable or Mr. Unstoppable, whoever's listening, whether you're listening to the show live, you're listening to a recording, be intentional about everything, but know that you're unstoppable because you've shifted your mindset to line up with everything that God has empowered you to do, that he's purposed your life to do, for the plan and the purpose of who he's called you to be. Now, have shared with me on Friday Inspire, some of the things that God has called you to do in this hour. And I'm like, okay, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, you've allowed fear and doubt to delay you. But guess what? We're going to declare and decree you left fear, doubt, and all their cousins in 2018. And so in 2019, you've moved in with this new mindset, a new way of thinking, a new way of talking, and a new way of operating as you've moved into this new place. And I'm so excited for you. I am proud of you. And if no one has told you this year, in 2019, if no one has told you yet, guess what? I believe in you. I believe in you. Now, I want you to say this to yourself. I believe in you. Now, yes, I, as Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, believe in you, but I need you more than ever right now to say, I believe in me, because I need you to believe in yourself. I need you to know that you are empowered with greatness. You have the DNA of your Father God running through your veins. So how in the world can you do anything but be an example of the greatness that he is and here in the earth? So it's time for you to stop settling. It's time for you to stop using excuses, and it's time for you to walk in the greatness, the power, the authority that God is giving you, and do what he's called you to do. So I'm so excited about each and every one of you. I'm excited about what you're doing. I'm excited about all of the testimonies and the testaments of what you're going to have as you move forward in this new year. I know many of you are listening by internet. For those of you who had planned to listen to us on Facebook Live, I do apologize when I tell you we've tried everything. So I guess that we weren't supposed to do a Facebook Live tonight, and I do apologize. But I was going to do Facebook Live as well as do the online radio show. But we had too many technical difficulties, and it was going to take away from me trying to deliver. So, you know, I had to give you those words of encouragement. And remember that it is your time. So it's no more time for us to have an excuse, because guess what? We left all the excuses, all the fear, all the doubt, and all that cousins in 2018. In 2019, we're walking in. We're walking with intentionality. We're walking with in a place of excellence. We're walking in a place of we're fearless, we're fierce, and we're walking in the greatness that we truly already are. Now, if you're listening by internet, I need you to dial in if you want to participate in this part. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And if you want to dial in and if you want to leave a comment on anything that was said or anything pertaining to this topic tonight, New Year, New Mindset, dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 8. And we will bring you live with us. And you can share your comment, whatever it is you want to share. 9-477-2178. And I tell you, because you never know, there may be something that you have to say that'll be a blessing to someone else tonight. So if you're listening by internet on this part, if you want to participate in the discussion, again, that number is 929-477-2178, option 1. And we'll bring you live. And you don't have to say your name. Some people are like, but I don't want to say my name. People are listening from everywhere. So you don't have to say your name. I mean, there could be a Tina right next door, or there could be a Tina in California that's calling. So you do not have to share your name. That's totally up to you if you want to share. But I just have to be obedient and do what my father say do. And that was to deliver those points to you tonight. Number one, can't be moved, moving into 2019 with bought down from circumstances, because we left all of those things in 2018. Number two, you must be intentional about everything concerning you, including your thoughts. Number three, you cannot allow anyone else's words from your past to hold you hostage to your present or your future. Number four, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, who else will believe in you? Number five, make time to invest in yourself this year for personal development, be it however, for growth opportunities, for your areas of expertise of your or your areas of interest if you hadn't even started in it. You know, start doing some research. And number six, be intentional about your words. And number seven, you are unstoppable. Go ahead and shift your mind. We've already done that. We're being proactive, and we're already declaring that you've already moved into this new place, into this new space. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're here each every week, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a great guest coming up next week. I'm not going to tell you much about it yet, but great guest coming up, very empowering, awesome testimony. And so be ready to join us next week. Share the broadcast, share the link with your friends, your family. The recording will be available within the next 5 minutes. But be a blessing to someone else and share the link. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. All of our shows are recorded. And all they have to do is click on New Year, New Mindset. And New Year, New Mindset will actually play for them. And it will be a blessing to them, because many things, we know these things, but many times it just needs to serve as a reminder of what we already know. And as that thing come and hit your spirit, you're like, okay, you know what, Lord, I hear you. It's time for me to get it done. No more procrastination. No more delay. No more struggling with what God is calling you to do.
You heard him clearly. And guess what? It's not for me to understand or tell you or try to validate. You don't need my validation. God has already done that for you. So I'm excited about your testimonies. I'm excited to hear about it. Guys, you can chat me on Facebook, Instagram. We're On Fire to Inspire on Instagram, Aaliyah Butler on Facebook, as well as the On Fire to Inspire Network. If you want to be a sponsor, it's only $25 for the month. And it is, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we can share your business or service. Again, the Lord said it's not about the money, it's about visibility. I believe in you. It is a new year, and we have moved into this new year with this new mindset. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Have a blessed and prosperous week.